Hi, you're listening to Radio Bucky with Larry Duncan. Today in the studio we have Bob Phillips, chairman of the Folk at the Salmon Bothy, Port Soy. Welcome to Radio Bucky, Bob.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So tell our listeners about Folk at the Salmon Bothy, its history, its aims and achievements to date.
The Salmon Bothy, the Salmon Bothy was renovated in 2008. It's a building down beside the waterfront, obviously, in Port Soy. It was formerly a net store for the salmon industry, and the salmon fishermen used to repair the nets in that year, and also store fish and ice down in the building below. The building below has been turned into a museum, which is well worth a visit, and I believe up for some awards as well, as being one of the top museums to visit in the north of Scotland. The upstairs area where the nets were repaired was turned into a performance area. It's used for a lot of different things, as well as it's used for film shows, it's used for plays, it's used for boat building, it's used for knitting, artwork, camera club, a whole load of things. But one of the things is the folk club, and that's the one obviously that I am most interested in, called Folk at the Salmon Bothy. The Folk at the Salmon Bothy started off in 2010, when Wendy de Roussett, a well-known character who lived at Fenechty, is sadly no longer with us, but Wendy put an advert in the paper asking if anyone was interested in starting off a folk club in this new performance area in the Bothy. I attended this meeting, and there were 13 of us, and not an ominous number, I hope, but there were 13 of us, but there were 12 performers and me. Can't sing, can't play anything, can't dance, not that much good in the radio. But so I got the job of chairman and organiser, which I've been doing up to this date, and thoroughly enjoy, I may say. We have run open mic nights on the third Friday of each month, and we've been doing that now since, I think it was March 2010. We regularly get 30, 40 people here on the open mic nights. I think the record number of performances we've had is 22 different acts in one night, and we really get a wide range of stuff, from very traditional Scottish music to Irish music, country music, Beatles music, you name it, we've had it. And it's always a fun evening, because you never know what you're going to get. Lots of poetry and stories as well. Stories is one of the things of a couple of the founder members, Derek and Lorna Summers, are very much into storytelling, and there's always a few stories interspersed through the evening. We also book guests, and one of the things that we set up was we wanted to try and bring people from other cultures into the area as well, and try and bring some of the uh-huh. top folk acts into the area, and that's something we have done with quite a bit of success over the years.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember, you had some tremendous acts going on here, and it's just been great. And can you want to name a few? Or
yeah, I mean, the very first act we had was Shepherd, Spears and Watson. Now, Tom Spears is one of the backbones of the club, or the Spears family is one of the backbones of the club. Tom has been involved with traditional music for longer than he would probably like me to mention, and Shepherd, Spears and Watson are a really quite a famous band in their circles. They were the first guests they had, and they've been back a number of times now, playing at various festivals that we've had. We've also had, from Ireland, we've had Eleanor McAvoy, who was very famous for writing the theme to A Woman's Heart, and she has played here a couple of times. We've had Kieran Goss, is another well-known Irish singer-songwriter who has written stuff for Francis Black, Mary Black. He's written stuff that Eleanor McAvoy sings as well. We've had Alan Taylor from South of the Border, again another singer-songwriter. We've had two-thirds of the Sands family. We've had Tommy and Ben. And coming up, we've got Colm Sands coming over in May to give us some of his songs and stories. We've had American bands, we've had bands from Denmark, I think, as well, have played here. Quite a variety, and generally fairly well attended.
Mm. I mean, one of the things about using the radio, of course, today is to make more people aware of the club. And because, I mean, I think I found some people, you know, don't know that it exists to a certain extent in the Buckeye area. So hopefully this might help going out on Buckeye Radio or Radio Buckeye. So you've also sort of connected with the Boat Festival, and you've got your folk festival as well. And,
Yeah, I mean, for a number of years, the performers have performed in various venues throughout the Boats Festival, which has been gone now for over 21 years. And over 4 years ago, I think we set up a folk club stage, which has effectively been run by the members of Folk at the Salmon Bothy. And guest clubs as well, the Huntley Folk Club, Tin Hut Folk Club, and Fivey and Yugi as well. Come and join us, and we have 2 days of music at the Folk Club stage, basically, plus an open mic normally in the bowling club in Portsoy, and that will be happening again on the 24th, 25th, 26th of June this year. And I hope I've got that date right, because I'm notorious for getting dates wrong. But we also, when I retired a few years back, and at a wee bit of a loose end, I thought I've been going to many festivals over the years, and thought I would like to organise one as well. And being chairman organiser, a wee bit sort of selfish, I booked a number of acts that I liked and set up a weekend of music. We shopped around for a name, and the name came from one of the founders, John Seller, who'd actually worked out of this building. His family were involved with the salmon fishing here. And John suggested we call it the Haul. The Haul being the hauling in the nets, and in this case, yep, we were hauling in the musicians and the songs and tunes and stories. And I called in a few favours from friends, from musicians from Ireland, and an old school pal who now lives in the States came over with his family, and we had a very, very successful weekend. Excuse me, we didn't lose any money, so that was a boost. The treasurer was happy. And from then we've gone from strength to strength. Last year we upped things a wee bit and moved from the home of the festival had been the Station Hotel for a number of years, but last year the sixth hall we moved to the Town Hall as the base, and that was a great move, really. Not that the station was a problem, but the just the size of the hall, the Town Hall, is really great. The local 75 club set up a bar in one of the small rooms, and it just adds to the whole atmosphere around the town. This year we've got it's over the weekend of the 3rd, 4th, 5th of June. There'll be a lot of publicity coming out very soon about that, and hopefully some of you might come down and visit us. If you don't come to the club, come to the festival.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, Folk at the Salmon Bothy, as I understand it, is now one of the biggest clubs in Aberdeenshire, along with the Tin Hut at Gartley. And, I mean, the Aberdeenshire in particular, and not so much in Moray, but there is some local, obviously local clubs in Moray, at Clochan and Portesi and Pernocchi and stuff like that, who are also involved in the folk music scene around here. And I think, again, some of the people in Buckeye don't realise that these clubs are around and stuff. And also, I mean, we're looking to the future of things. Have you got any sort of anything else in the future that you're likely to be coming across?
Well, I mean, we're involved with quite a lot of things. Obviously, the mainstay of the club is the third Friday of each month. All along the coast, there is... The first Friday of the month, there are sessions in the Craig and Rowan, in the upstairs bar at the Craig and Rowan Hotel. And that's run by Ronan Fitzsimons, sort of chairs that one, shall we say, is the resident band there. The second Friday is the Victoria Hotel in Portnocchi. Again, a very informal session. The third Friday is ourself. We are the only one, and I may be wrong saying this, but I think we are the only one who have a full engineered PA system usable. I think the Craig and Rowan sometimes do use a PA system, but not all the time. I think, am I right in saying that, Larry? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wee while since I've been up there, but we have we're very lucky to have our own sound engineer who's a great enthusiast and has some absolutely first class equipment, And one of the pleasures of people, come, the performers coming to play here, is that they're playing not just to a very appreciative audience, and normally quite a big audience on the club nights, but also they're using some really top equipment with microphones and all the gadgets that Graham has. I wouldn't hate to try and think what they all are, but it's a great setup, and we get a great sound in here. That just the whole atmosphere is really, really very good. We're also very much involved with supporting the music for the youth, and each year for quite a number of years the Portsoy Boats Festival has been involved with the Youth Music Initiative, which was taking traditional music out into the schools, and we have been providing, from our regular performers, songwriters, storytellers, ukulele players and all sorts, taking the music out around the schools, which culminates in a performance at the Boats Festival each year, and that's something we hope to continue to do this year as well, from spring through to the summer months. We have financially supported some people who have gone on college trips and things involved with traditional music, and as I say, we support financially the Youth Music Initiative. That doesn't mean to say we're rich, we're not, but we get by, and that is really on the back of the huge amount that we charge to get in on a Friday night. It's £3. And you get a cup of tea and a cup of coffee free. And sometimes you'll get a jammy dodger if you're really lucky. But there's always biscuits and tea, coffee on tap. And for £3 for a night, then you get 20 different acts. I think we're right up there with value for money. The other clubs are very good too. And don't get me wrong, the Clochan is another one, which is the last Friday of the month. It's again a very similar setup to yourself. There is a PA set up there. But I think it's probably fair to say we still have the biggest turnout on a regular basis. And I think are the only club in this area who regularly books acts. This coming week, depending on when this is broadcast, but on the 20th of February, we have a Bothy Ballads and Burns night, which has evolved from a night we had a number of years ago. Thought it would be a good idea to do something for Burns. Didn't want a formal night and thought, why not mix it with Bothy Ballads and Burns? And we had Haggis Neeps and Tatty Pies. We have an excellent storyteller, poet, songwriter in Doug Hay, who is also a qualified caterer. So we've now moved up to three-course meal and a dram, courtesy of Knockdoo Distillery. And we have a four entertainers. We've got Titch Freer, from Kinross, who will be doing the bulk of the Burnside. Iona Fife, who is now at the Royal Scottish Conservatoire of Music, which is a Huntley Quine, who is a beautiful singer, will be performing some traditional Scottish songs and also Burns stuff. We've Hector Riddle, the ex-king of Bothy Ballads. We'd hoped he might have won the Bothy Ballad competition this year so we could bill him as having the king of Bothy Ballads, but he's an ex-king, but I'm sure he will get that crown back because Hector is a wonderful, wonderful performer. And we've also Bill Gray, who's a local chap who lives in Bucky. He lives in, sorry, Peterhead now, but Bill's a great supporter of the club and also, I think he may be a former king of the Bothy Ballads as well, but he's a great Bothy Ballad singer too, and he chairs the evening for us.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Bob, for that. It's great information. And, well, you've been listening to Radio Bucky, and this is Larry Duncan signing out.